After this election, it's been a roller coaster ride. So I've seen crazy things. So you go on Facebook, you go on Instagram, and yeah, you do see the standout, like, oh, you guys lost, you know, the jokes, the Hillary memes, Donald Trump memes, you see it all over the place. But at the same time, you also do see a whole lot of people, and at least in my Facebook, people that I'm actually surprised to see, because they were knee deep in this stuff about like a week ago, they're trying to be optimistic. I see all these peaceful marches going on. That people are trying to look on the brighter side of things, which is really difficult. Very, very difficult. And I heard one person say that this is how the Republicans, this is how the other side felt in 2008 when Barack Obama became president. Now, I'm not trying to compare and saying that this is the same thing and Barack Obama was just as, you know, negative towards Republicans as Donald Trump has been towards Democrats and immigrants and women, whatever. I'm not saying it's equal, but I am saying I can't understand it, because I do live in a bubble. I live in the bubble that says Democrats are right, progressives are right, like go, 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 Bernie, 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 right? So that's the bubble I live. I don't know too many people that are hardcore Trump supporters. I don't. I really don't. So of course they're excited, and of course I'm devastated. And I never for once, when Obama won twice in a row, I never for once thought, man, this must be horrible for the other side. Right? I never thought about it. And now that it's our turn, now that Hillary has lost, now that the Democrats have lost, I feel it. It sucks. It's horrible. All I'm saying is, good for those people who are trying to be optimistic. You guys are helpful. You guys are hopeful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.